Unit 2. Lesson 2.3. Exercises 3 and 4.
Okay, listen everyone. When you were talking in pairs about teamwork a minute ago, I heard you say things like this. I have to do all the hard work. Or some people don't contribute. Others said things like, nobody listens to me. Now, working in a team isn't easy, whether it's organising an event or being in a club or sports team. But most problems happen when a few people have all the responsibility and others have none. If we share common goals in a team, we have to share responsibilities too. You mustn't try to make all the decisions yourself. Everyone in the team has to have something to do. That way, they will really care what happens. We have to decide what different people in the group are good at. Then, let them do it. Don't try to do other people's tasks for them. And don't blame others when things go wrong. Of course, a football team needs to have a captain, and a club often has a club leader. But if you are that person, you have to let everyone give their opinion. And you must pay attention to what they say. Also, check that everyone knows the plan. Don't think that everyone will remember who's doing what. You need to write it down. For example, this could be a list of who's going to buy things, do the invitations, and organise the food for a party. People often say, my team can't work well together because we aren't close friends. Well, it's really nice if you can be great friends with everyone, but you don't have to be. People can always cooperate if they've got the same goals. Take Gareth Bale and Cristiano Ronaldo, for example. They really didn't like each other when they both played for Real Madrid, but they cooperated brilliantly because they had a common goal, winning the match. You see, with support from your team and the same goal, you can do amazing things.